I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. It is a good life living for the Lord. And I can't impress upon your heart enough today as a Christian that you serve the Lord today. Get the job done. Let God work through your heart to see other individuals come to a saving knowledge of Jesus, and then He can use you also to help other Christians, those who have maybe drifted away from Him, help them to understand that they're not lost. They have simply left their first love. In other words, they have gotten away from God, and their fellowship needs to be restored today. Let God use you in His service. And then I understand that there may be some listening today who have never trusted Jesus as Savior. My heart's desire is that you would call upon Him today. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior, because He's the only way that any of us will ever see heaven. We're going to look today in Ephesians chapter 3. And let me remind you that these scriptures that I'm giving you can be found on our website. And I realize that we go through these scriptures quickly, so therefore you won't be able to write all of them down. So go to our website today, and on the website you'll be able to also listen to this program again and listen to these scriptures. Or you can actually download a transcript on the website absolutely free of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. Go to lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. And you can download a free transcript. If you cannot download the transcript, you can write to us today, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Also on that website, there's a place where you can request a free written transcript. Now, Ephesians chapter 3, we want to look today at the scope of our salvation. Look with me in verses 18 and 19. It says, may be able to comprehend, talking about us, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Notice the word there, knowledge, that passeth knowledge. Human beings without Jesus Christ cannot understand the fullness or the immenseness of the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ. And today we want to look at the scope of our salvation, the bigness of it, how it is spread out, how that God has blessed us with this salvation, first of all, in salvation past. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3, the Bible says, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Christ died for our sins. He paid the penalty for our sins. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, we read there that the full penalty was paid in our stead, and this is substitution. It says, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We have passed from death into life because Jesus has paid the penalty of sin in our stead. We do not have to give an account of that sin ever in our lives, here or in heaven, because Jesus paid the penalty. And then in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. This verse teaches us that we have been adopted into the family of God. Adoption. We have been redeemed. We have been relieved or taken away from the curse of the law that says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and because of that sin, all will die. But all do not die who receive Jesus as Savior, because Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of sin, the curse of the law. And then notice with me the glory of the cross. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible says, "And having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." This is reconciliation. We have been reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. We no longer have to depend upon anyone, anything else, the law or anything to save us, because nothing else can save us. It's all through Jesus Christ. It's salvation past for those of us who have trusted him as our Savior. Jesus died once for all. He died once. He died for all who would call upon his name and receive him as Savior. Notice with me now salvation present. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18 through 20, you can read that later on if you would. The Bible verses there teach us that Christ lives in us. In John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit lives within us because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Jesus did not leave us comfortless when he went back to heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit to fill us, to empower us, to give us the assurance of our salvation, because as we read further in the scriptures, in John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15, we see that the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a guide. "Howbeit," or however, "when he," the Spirit of truth, "is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall speak not of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." The Holy Spirit came. Jesus kept his word. The Holy Spirit has come. He lives within us. He lives within us as our guide. And then we see in Romans chapter 8 and verse 2 that he came and he is also our guide. In chapter 8, he is our assurance. In chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Notice verse 14 in chapter 8 of Romans. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." We are free from the law. We are free from the curse once for all. And in Colossians chapter 1, verses 23 through 27, the Bible says, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ is our assurance today. He has given us not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of knowledge and of hope and knowing that he is our Savior. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope." Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hope, faith, becomes substance that we trust and that we know through the Holy Spirit that we have eternal life and that we have that life right now. Salvation past, Jesus died for us. Salvation present, the Holy Spirit lives in us to guide us, to help us, and to give us full assurance that we are saved. And then we see salvation future. Christ is coming for us. Notice with me, if you would, in Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are to look for the Lord. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, after Jesus was starting to ascend and after he ascended up into the heavens, after his crucifixion and his appearing to the apostles, to the disciples there, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, the angel said, "Why stand ye here gazing up into the clouds? The same Jesus which is taken up from you shall in like manner come again." I'm looking for Jesus today to come in the clouds. I'm not looking to taste death today, because some of us who are alive and those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, those of us who are alive at His coming for His people will not taste death, but we will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." What words? That Jesus is coming for us, and we shall see Him soon. And not only that, one of the happiest things, one of the most joyous things that a Christian can be happy about, is that we shall be present with our Lord forever. We shall behold and partake of the eternal glory of Christ. John chapter 17 and verse 24 says, "Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Salvation past, Jesus died for us. Salvation present, Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit. Salvation future, Christ is coming for us, for the saved people, for those people who have trusted Him as their Savior. And my question today for you is this: are you saved? Do you know Jesus is your Savior? Have you taken advantage of that salvation that Jesus is offering so freely? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. God wants to save you today. Pray something like this: "Lord Jesus, I know I can't save myself. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now." If the Holy Spirit has convicted your heart today and let you know that you are lost and you need Jesus, ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. He won't refuse you. You don't have to pray a certain prayer. It's the condition of your heart by saying, "Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. Please save me and take me to heaven." If you are a saved person and you're not serving Him today, may I invite you to get things right with Him today. "Lord Jesus, forgive me. I know I've done wrong. I have not been serving you. Please forgive me that I can serve you from this point on for your sake." Amen. Let me remind you to tune in at this same time next week. Look at our website today, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. It's been a blessing to be with you today, and it is a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer today.